for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at revolutionradiofreedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
These days you can't get a man to work. People get married and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. It's time for Crazy Ass Fridays, streaming live from Toronto, Ohio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio app, and many more. You can call in and listen to the show at 518-906-1839. That's that number again, so you can write it down or put it in your phone. 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. If you want to listen to Studio B, lots of great hosts on there. 518-906-1859. And don't forget, you can always catch Revolution Radio's archives for free. So you can go to revolutionradioarchives.com or just follow the link from our home site, that freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And you can go right over there. And don't forget, we are listener supported, commercial free. So come on down and join us and help support free speech. Let's see, what else we got going on here? Oh, let's see. I'm sorry about yesterday. It was traveling. It was pretty dang sketchy on I-64 in Virginia with roads, with ice and slush covering the roads. And it was enough that, well, there was a tractor-trailer wreck and a car wreck and... and right in front of me, basically a couple miles. So, and I almost spun the truck out in the middle of I-64. You know, it's got big, flat, wide tires, and the tread on them is, well, let's just say so-so. Okay, it's not so good. Anyway. So arrived here in Ohio, and then we're streaming live this week, I guess, from Ohio. So come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Lots of stuff happening. Of course, it's time for crazy-ass Fridays because, well, they always crazy-ass shit happening on Friday, ain't it? Or how about Thursday night? The executioner hit Twitter. That's right. The executioner, as the mainstream journalists who have been effectively doxing Elon Musk, providing his location to people, along with the teenager that runs the flight tracker site, which was delisted or banned on Twitter. A number of mainstream journalists who have been bashing Elon Musk for his for Twitter and the how should we say it? Dang, nabbit, yes, mousy. There we go. Where Twitter. Or Elon Musk has been, you know, catching, I guess, a lot of flack from people and journalists in particular who have, what's the best way to say it? They're concerned that they're, I see why I don't see that story. I'm in yesterday's news. I had that ready, prepared just in case. So we've got some of that stuff from yesterday, and some of it's really salacious, by the way. It truly is a weird ass crazy day. Yeah. So let's get down to it. Let's get into the news and information. So Twitter, Elon Musk bans CNN, New York Times, Washington Post journalists without explanation, allegedly, even though the journalists were suspended for doxing and essentially, you know, providing what Elon Musk was considering assassination location services for people who might want to do Elon Musk harm because of his battle for free speech. Anyway, so Elon Musk's banned several journalists, and more missile strikes across Ukraine. Yeah, no shit. There's, you know, when you supply idiot Nazis with weapons, that happens. But speaking of idiot Nazis with weapons, here's a CNN trying to explain Musk why Musk banned his Twitter account. Remember, this is the chicken.
Conoce a la futura mamá, a la mamá primeriza y a la mamá experta.
Hey. Oh, come on. Let's
esa mamá está ahorrando para su minivan nueva. Ya te acostumbrarás. Esta mamá está depositando con esta herramienta. ¡Cachín! Y esta mamá, bueno, ella está haciendo una cita aquí para que su hijo abra su cuenta acá y empiece su futuro financiero. Por eso ellas tienen Chase. Representantes inteligentes, herramientas...
Damn thing. Anyway, screw them bastards. Anyway, Twitter... on Thursday evening, Twitter evening banned the accounts of several high-profile journalists. The accounts belong to CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan, the New York Times' Ryan Mack, the Washington Post's Drew Harrell, and other journalists who have covered Musk aggressively in the recent weeks. Why? Well, because they're afraid that the psychological tools and the brainwashing weapons that they are using will be severely degraded. That's right, brainwashing. That's the media's biggest concern when it comes to Elon Musk and the Twitter and the Twitter files and the exposing of the government and the corporation of Twitter that had joined hand in hand to censor millions of people. Not just a few here or there, to put their thumb on the scales of an election. To hide information like... the president of the United States of America taking showers with his 12-year-old daughter, granddaughter, Ashley. You got to be pretty sick old fart to do that, you know. Hunter Biden and his criminal activity from his gun and all that stuff to you know, the underage looking girls that Hunter Biden was, let's just say, having a sexual orgy with, the rocks of crack and meth and whatever he had on his scales with baggies laying there, you know. Yeah, sure. Certainly appears that, you know, that Hunter Biden was actually providing that to the girls. I'm going to make him a drug dealer or just a pimper. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so there you have it. You know, they're upset. They're upset because they get called out on doxing Elon Musk under the new Twitter policies. Yet, you know, at the same time, we don't see CNN banned because of misinformation and disinformation and the lies that they spread for years about Trump and Trump-Russia collusion. How they covered for Hillary Clinton. Again and again and again. So Elon Musk banned some mainstream media reporters, and it's like the world has ended. Associated propaganda. I mean, and here's the worst thing about this. All the mainstream media is covering this, but they really don't want to cover how the DNC sent takedown requests to have posts taken down on the old Twitter. And it's not this Twitter 2.0. All they had to do was call somebody they knew, reached out on their phone. And, you know, in some cases, people were getting paid to do this. People were getting paid and auctioning off the blue chip marks or blue check marks, which are gone now and being replaced with a different check mark, $8 a month, and then another feature. So, yeah, that's going down. What else we got going on here? Let's see, Twitter. Files reveal how federal censors made mail-in ballots a sacred plank of democracy. Really, the Democrat activist machine at work. It truly is idiocracy. It's crazy, you know, what we see. Here's Senator Johnson. Where is this? Where's the audio at? Dang nabbit.
Democratic Party activist machine. When hearings talk about Twitter, because we had this latest dump from the Twitter files and Elon Musk saying that the old Twitter was, quote, operated as a Democratic Party activist machine. When hearings are held in January, when Republicans take over the House, what do you think they will show?
Well, they'll show that partisanship. They will show that probably not only Twitter, but a number of these other media and social media companies interfered in our election to a far greater extent than anything Russia or China ever could hope to accomplish.
Well, of course. Oh, dang. Yes, they certainly did. More than anybody would have imagined. I mean, let's be honest. Remember, in 2020, Mark Zuckerberg pumped $400 million into one election cycle. $400 million targeting Democratic areas for get-out-the-vote stuff. You can forget about it being even-handed, okay? We already know Zuckerberg and his wifey are just basically hardcore commie socialists, or they wouldn't be, or when they would not allow the Facebook platform to be used as a Pentagon brainwashing machine. Yeah, it's sheer crazy. It wasn't but a few years ago, a Twitter worker was arrested in a Saudi spy case where he was providing names and information about accounts to the Saudis without permission of Twitter. He has been sentenced to prison in that case, if you didn't know. A dog flu has hit outbreaks in shelters across as vets encourage owners to get their dogs vaccinated. That seems to be the main fear today. Everybody has this paranoia about a virus this and a virus that and the triple pandemic, the flu virus. And the coronavirus and the RSV. Hey, you know why RSV has been a problem? It's because of that COVID vax. You can't take a genetic altering drug and call it a vaccine, or a genetic therapy and call it a vaccine that, you know, wears off, and it's so effective, you have to get 5 shots a year, and to they say, protect yourself from when you're from death. I mean, that's just more stupid on stupid, isn't it? It's absolutely is. Uh-oh, California's reparations panel deliberates on compensation for black Californians. Meanwhile, veterans and tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of other people are living in the street while people are pouring across the Mexican-American border as if it's got a turnstile and they're just going to the subway. More than 5 million illegal immigrants have entered this country since the dipshit Joe Biden has been elected president. That's a crime against America by this administration. And the only reason they're doing it is because they believe that they can use national gerrymandering to break the will and the voters in America, to break America in half into pieces, the same way the cocksuckers in the European Soviet Socialist Union are doing to Europe, using immigration to kill the European culture and heritage and the way of life. I think it's pretty clear. George Soros and his scum-sucking buddies need to be, let's just say, imprisoned for the rest of their natural lives, however long that may or may not be. They should be stripped of their wealth. Klaus Schwab, you know, if there is going to be Nuremberg 2.0, Klaus Schwab and Dr. Fauci should be headlining that bastard. Think that's radical? You think that's radical? Well, wait till the sons of bitches tell you, well, I'm sorry, you can't drive over across the town. It's only 75 miles because you got to cross a border into another town and you don't have enough carbon credits. So they cut off your car. They cut off your bank account. Then they cut, you know, your electric, they cut off everything because it's all digitally connected and digitally controlled. You think you live in the great nation of China? That Klaus Schwab, that's right, F China. You know, Klaus Schwab thinks that's a model for the future. If it was a model for the future, Klaus Schwab would already been executed as a traitor to the state and a traitor to the planet. And you send them off to a joy camp for re-education. Yeah. It's idiocracy. Meanwhile, Democrats are urging Facebook/Meta to extend a 2-year ban on Trump. I'm telling you right now, if you want to see sorry-ass communists and national socialists at work, just look at the current Democrat Party with up Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the crowd, okay? You can't even find a good piece of dung that you can dry out and put in the wood stove, because that's how they used to do it in the old days. Remember, they used to burn the shit in their, you know, when they didn't have no wood. So, yeah. Anyway, idiocracy, to say the least. Oh, man. Did you hear? Oh, man, I had this. This is one reason why I had the one from yesterday. The dang nabbit. Let me get over here. We almost got it. Yesterday, I had a news story about Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi attack. That's right. The attack on Paul Pelosi is taking, of course, many twists and turns, because It has been hidden from view from the news. That is one of the clues that, you know, as soon as the mainstream media quit covering something that they could, you know, essentially stroke on and, you know, make fodder of. It's a really screwed up thing. Anyway, the son of Paul Pelosi's attacker breaks silence and says that David DePage, the illegal immigrant from Canada, says his father is not evil and is hardly a right-wing conservative. And he also implied that 82-year-old Paul Pelosi may have invited DePage over for sexual activities. Speaking with the Daily Mail, Sky Gonzalez said that he isn't a danger to society. I don't even know if he even attacked Paul Pelosi. For all I know, he was some sort of sex slave. And remember, Elon Musk pointed this out, and people went nuts. The 42-year-old DePage appeared before a San Francisco Superior Court earlier this week on Wednesday for a preliminary hearing, and was arraigned on federal charges on December the 28th, which means one will drop, the other one will go. Attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, false imprisonment of an elder, and first-degree burglary threatening the family member of a public official. Wow, that's not piling it on for a dildo called the hammer. I don't know what is. We'll be right back after these station promotions.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson.
Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yee! Oh, man. Yee-haw! Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down. Now, it's always a good motivational song. Don't back down. Stand your ground. Don't roll over. Don't let people bullshit you. Don't let the lies, people refuse to kind of see and do and work on. Don't do that. That's what I would say. Oh, let's see. What do we got here? Uh-oh. A vote count flips a Massachusetts midterm race from Republican to Democrat. In Massachusetts, the state House representative race was placed a Democrat challenger ahead of the Republican incumbent by a single vote after the latter was initially leading the November 8 elections. Democrat Kristen Kastner, first-time candidate, is now leading her Republican opponent, Lenny Mira, in a race for newly redrawn North Shore District, coastal regional between New Hampshire and Boston. In the prior recount, Mira, five-term Republican, led Kastner by 10 votes out of the 24,155 that were cast across the district. However, the 10-vote margin is within the legal threshold that allows a recount. Anyway, Kastner submitted a petition, and on the 8th December, the results were official. Kastner picked up 19 additional votes, including 10 in Ipswich, 4 in Raleigh, and 3 in Topsfield, 1 vote in Newbury, and 1 vote in Georgetown. Meanwhile, Mira added only 5 votes in Ipswich, and 3 in Topsfield, and 1 in Newbury. Such small numbers in 20s of thousands. But, you know, like in Maricopa County, when they're counting literally, you know, 1.5 million votes, these are the discrepancies that change. And when you look at the election contest that is going to be in courts, I believe December the 28th for Carrie Lake and the gubernatorial election in Arizona. Yeah. Anyway, of course, with Sam Bankman all now officially in custody and charged with swindling investors and others out of $1.8 billion on the low end, could be as high as $30 billion. Anyway, questions have begun to swirl about whether or not campaign donations made by the former FTX CEO would be returned to the company, who is now trying to manage a bankruptcy. When asked about whether or not the Biden campaign would return 2020 donations, White House press secretary said she wouldn't say on Tuesday whether Biden would or wouldn't return the money from FTX. As Fox notes, FTX spent $262,000 for Republicans throughout 2021-2022 election cycle. Meanwhile, they spent $40 million on Democratic campaigns. And I would also remind you that Mitch McConnell, you know, essentially received money also. So, you know, money buys favor in high places. Now, with Sam Bankman in prison, it is believed that the other girl, the girl or girlfriend or whoever she was, that she is now has essentially flipped and is being called cooperating witness. And, you know, I'm sure for reduced charges. The other thing is that Sam Bankman's mother and father, who are high government officials, and if they have not recused themselves from all of this yet within the government system and the people that they have chosen and hired and stuff, they should not be handling anything to do with Sam Bankman's shit. They're too close to the mother and father. They owe their jobs to them. Yeah. When Associated Press reporter Zeke Miller asked Jean Pierre, the press secretary, the president received the campaign donations from Bankman-Fried. Will the president return the donation? Does he call on all politicians to return those funds? And she said, so, look, I'm covered here by the Hatch Act. I'm limited on what I can say and that anything that's connected to political donations from here. I would refer you to the DNC. Yeah. Talk about throwing the question away, you know, delaying it, you know, somebody else, ask somebody else, because, you know, I don't want to say anything because they're guilty of sin. And, you know, they don't ask for forgiveness. They just ask for more money. And that's how these greedy, sorry bastards work. Meanwhile, when it comes to the Twitter files and news coverage, of course, here on Revolution Radio, we believe in free speech. We believe in free thought. We believe in looking at all the evidence and listening to many different voices.
However, the mainstream mind controllers don't believe that you should be able to hear the truth. The major communist-leaning U.S. news networks has spent only 14 minutes between covering Elon Musk's ongoing release of the Twitter files and the highlighted, which have highlighted a policy of censorship based on partisan political alignment of the woke former company executives and employees. Yeah, think about it. Think about it. There is essentially a media blackout on the Twitter files.
A Fox News alert, part three of the Twitter files revealing executives met with the FBI and DHS on a weekly basis around the 2020 election. But the mainstream media doesn't seem concerned. Between ABC, CBS, and NBC, there were 0 minutes of coverage. You heard me right, zero, on the first and second batch of the files. So will they cover part three? Jason Chaffetz, Fox News contributor and former Utah congressman, is here to react. I mean, Jason, 0 minutes. Why won't they cover it?
Twitter is doing something like 90 billion impressions every day. They don't cover it because it makes liberals and Democrats look bad because of the positions they've taken. And it justifies and exemplifies what Republicans were saying and conservatives. We were saying, hey, we were being shadow banned. Hey, you're blocking us. You're not allowing us to play on an even playing field. And now that that's being proven right, they're not going to cover it. They're not going to do that story.
Well, and government really used the whole Russia collusion lie to kick all of this off, right? They said, oh, we have to protect Americans from this disinformation, you know, from all this Russia stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's really where it started, isn't it?
I guess what really bothers me is there are multiple agencies and personnel within the federal government, paid by us, paid by taxpayers, that went out there and used the justification to shadow ban and suppress and knock down stories. It was all based on the idea that, oh, this is Russian disinformation. It wasn't. That was a lie. They were doing the same things that Russia and China do within their own country.
That's what they do all the time. They lie and lie and lie again. So the mainstream media is all based on misinformation and disinformation. And it's essentially its own confirmational bias. And Fox News, it's not real journalism. Fox News is just the antithesis of the PSYOP. You know, when you have a good con, when you have a good scam, you control everything in that scam. It is what the government and the FBI and everybody wanted, is a full spectrum dominance. And as one former CIA director said, hey, you know, we'll know that we've achieved our goal when everything the American people believe is false and that the truth is something they will resist, that they will say is not true. It truly is, you know, the political placebo effect that we live with, and you never really think about it. Democratic representative is now going. Katie Porter, a representative from California, says, oh my God, we have to stop using the phrase groomer. It's a lie used to maliciously discriminate against LGBTQ people and make them appear to be a threat. Yes. Oh, so these transsexual men pretending to be women that are essentially drag queening little girls and little boys into a perverted sexual lifestyle. That's not okay. And that certainly is grooming. And, you know, the problem is, most of the people in California have been groomed so effectively and so efficiently they can see their tonsils because they got their head stuck so far up their ass. It's unfortunate, but it's the absolute truth that we are looking at. A groomer and a pedophile, people trying to gain the confidence of children and others to take them down into a perverted, socialized hell hole. Yeah. She is just dead wrong. Anyway, so it says that the terms groomer and pedophile allege that a person is criminal somehow merely because of their sexual orientation and gender identity in laminates. Twitter allowed the groomer to reach 72 million users. You know what? Here's a groomer. Here's a sick bastard. Oh, it's gonna let it play on Twitter. Okay. Come on.
Prejudices. In their minds, trans people either become victims to be saved from ourselves or villains to be punished. One example of this in action is the misuse of the term groomer. Anti-LGBTQ activists have appropriated this terminology used by survivors of childhood sexual abuse and used it to slander LGBTQ people and our allies as predatory, harmful toward children. In reality, trans people are significantly more likely to be the victims of sexual abuse than perpetrators of it. And now, this misused terminology has become part of the political discourse around trans people and is invoked as a reason to further restrict our rights in the name of protecting children. This same rhetoric has subsequently been used as justification for violent anti-LGBTQ activism. Heavily armed protesters have made numerous attacks or attempts at intimidation against family-friendly pride events and drag performances around the country. Even hospitals have been targeted with bomb threats and intimidation tactics, based on social media figures spreading baseless stories that the providers are, in their words, mutilating children. There's a straight line that can be drawn from the legislation trying to strip trans people of our human rights.
I'm sorry, young person, Mr. Hunt there, that you're so confused about your sexuality. But that doesn't give you the right to permission to essentially to train other kids and people and such into your perverted lifestyle. That's a problem. You expect and perceive that everybody must approve of your lifestyle as a transsexual whatevers. And that's just not America. And that's, you know, that's a problem. That's the truth that nobody wants to say. It's sheer crazy. Religious leaders, politicians, media outlets, and others are grooming people the same way the ones that they claim are grooming people into negative stuff, whether it's hate speech, hate thought, critical race training. Take your pick. These effing clowns on the left, they're trying to say that socialized grooming of people in general doesn't happen. Yet we have Indiana, I believe it is, banning TikTok. And also now the U.S. Senate has voted and passed a TikTok ban on government-issued devices. Listen, if you're a government official and you download TikTok onto your government phone, or you're even using TikTok knowing that it's nothing but a Chinese communist propaganda and intelligence platform, unless you're doing counterintelligence work, you have no business being on TikTok, dickweeds. I mean, that's the way I look at it, okay? So they want to ban TikTok because they say it can be subversive. You know, I mean, it can teach all kinds of bad things. It can teach all kinds of good stuff, too. But remember, the Chinese control the algorithms and what you see. So because of that interaction, people that use and watch TikTok are the same kind, receive the same kind of subconscious brainwashing and programming that you get from Twitter, or I should say got from Twitter, or still get from Twitter. You get of course, the media, and the print media, the digital media, ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, YouTube, Facebook, all of the liberal algorithms where you literally receive 95% biased material from those news organizations, while claiming to be, you know, fair and honest, or, you know, the leaders in trust in news, or some other catchphrase of, you know, of Orwellian, censorship. Josh Hawley says, Hawley from Missouri says that the Biden administration is purposefully allowing the migrant crisis to work in, and they are executing their plan to completely dissolve the U.S. border. Okay. So, you know, there is this plan to literally by the globalists and the New World Order. And if you're not aware, it's a dilution plan where they take and will dilute the vote and the society and the culture that was the backbone of America at one time. The patriotic nationalism for freedom of all kinds of stuff. Today, Democrats don't believe in freedom. They believe in whatever the hell they want, okay? So more than 5 million illegal immigrants this year. Tons and tons of drugs for fentanyl and meth and others coming in. And a lot of it's the courtesy of Joe Biden. So, if you're not aware, in 6 days or less, the border of the United States of America will be sieged. It will be wave after wave after wave of thousands upon tens of thousands, and then hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. When I think it's Title 42, where they have to stay in Mexico or whatever, ends. In El Paso, Texas, day before yesterday, 1,500 in one group brought to the border in buses, escorted by Mexican National Police. Question is, how much did the cartels pay the National Police to escort the buses of the illegal immigrants to the American border and then ship them across?
But we didn't keep refugees anymore.
Yeah. No doubt. My friend was just saying, yep. The Cuban refugees, they, you know, essentially, you know, loaded them up and put them in hotels, you know. So, yeah. Dr. Fauci The fraud. Oh, I don't got enough time to cover that story. Yeah, the Fauci fraudster. Here, more graft and probe widens in the EU Parliament and bars Qataris from the premises as €1.5 million stuffed in suitcase and paper bags have been found to be, how should we say it, as substantial gifts from Qatari politicians and representatives. Yeah. Anyway, so it's this ongoing scandal. And the thing is that the European Union has always been for sale. Now, maybe it's because the Qataris are buying the European Union and it's not George Soros. George Soros funds and has in his pocket more than 205 members of the European Union's Parliament. Literally, he has almost a majority, has a minority block that will stand with whatever George Soros says. Yeah. Anyway, we should be hitting the break any second here, right? Yeah, maybe. Let me see if I can get the mouse to work, right? Yep. Oh, we got about 40 seconds. I better keep yapping. Yeah, anyway, so sheer craziness, idiocracy, the world that we live in today. Oh, man. Let's see. A F-35 stealth jet crashed at Fort Worth Naval Air Base the other day. They were practicing horizontal landings and takeoffs, and evidently there was a malfunction, a mechanical malfunction on the hover part of the jet. And it just, let's just say it nosedived and the pilot ejected and was safe. So, yeah, there's this break. We'll be right back after these station promotions.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got there.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Crazy Ass Fridays time.
Night comes zooming level play, missing curve, space is gay, Boston bombing falls flat, Joe Biden torpedo. Dr. Fauci always lying, Stevie Wonder is a blind fake.
Yeah, down the rabbit hole.
Build a bugs, fake bomb, Michael Palmer, huge down bar, rock the Kenyan guy, has your wife identified. Warp speed, vaccine, J&J, ultra jeans, my dope. Kiss your sweet ass goodbye.
Why do you trust these liars? You must be discerning.
Turn it. Hey, come on, double mouse it. Hey, come on back and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio, hour two of Crazy Ass Fridays, coming at you live from Toronto, Ohio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio App, and many more. You can get the truth. It's out here if you search for it, but you can't find it on the mainstream bullshit machine, ABC, NBC, CBS, and fake Fox News. If you like the Associated Propagandas or Reuters, where the used car salesmen of truth in the news live, you know, you might be ready for, well, a lobotomy. Yeah, if you've watched enough CNN, you might want to have a lobotomy. It's probably easier on you in life. Anyway, come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. You can call in and listen to the show on your smartphone or other devices and voice up, VoIP or whatever. You can call 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. That's 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. To reach Studio B, where there's lots of great shows coming up at noon, Jim Fetzer's The Raw Deal, then Mona Radler, and then The Road to Damascus with Michael J. I'm telling you, that's a great afternoon lineup if there ever was. So come on down and join us, Studio A and Studio B, 518-906-1859 for Studio B. 1839 for Studio A. You can always tune us in on the digital media. You can come to the website and use one of the mini players. You can copy and paste the Vocast or Zeno stream over into your browser and have a listen. What else we got going on here? Let me think.
The archives, they're free. And we are listener supported and commercial free. So if you get a chance, you know, become a member of the Revolution Radio Patreon team and, you know, send us $10 or whatever you can afford a month. We greatly appreciate it as we work to spread truth in the world. So, anyway, where are we at? Let me see. Did I get all my announcements in? Because they were quick, wasn't it? Let me think. Welcome everybody over here in the Revolution Radio chat room, where I'm kind of hanging out right now, where we're seeing Lone Gunman and memes and Lady Horse and in there, Penumbra. Hey, Darren, how you doing, brother? Fleest is in the house. Malaya in the cross in Germany. Lone Gunman is George. How you doing, brother? Man, I'm telling you. Anyway, Driver Dan. Good morning, Driver Dan. I hope you're doing well and drive safer. Lots of crazies out on the highway. And we're supposed to have some big weather up in the Northeast. I don't know how that came out or not or whatever. But, yeah, it's wow. It certainly is a crazy world that we're living in. I'm trying to make sure. There's Futurist is in there. So thank you, everybody, for come on down and join us. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. And let's get back to some more news and information, because after all, it is Crazy-Ass Fridays. And, you know, the idiots come out right before the weekend. And over the weekend, you know, they leak out all the bad news, all the stuff they want to hide. They do it late Friday night into Saturday. Or in some cases, they do it, you know, Thursday night. Anyway, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lapedo and a panel of scientists and physicians said Tuesday that he will move to have the state Supreme Court impanel a grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoings in Florida with respect to the COVID-19 vaccines. The governor made reference to pharmaceutical companies having paid billions of dollars following legal action that was submitted over the opioid crisis, noting that the state recently obtained $3.2 billion from that settlement. DeSantis says it's not like this is something that's unprecedented. And when he means unprecedented, is he means that the major pharmaceutical companies have lied again and again about their research, about the safety and the efficacy and the efficiency of the drugs that they create, sell, and make billions of dollars off of. And the research, also Wednesday's interview, Fauci touted research by the Commonwealth Fund that found COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson collectively saved the lives of 3.2 million Americans and millions more hospitalizations. We're all together in this. We're all human beings and we're all susceptible to diseases that can kill us. When people's lives are being lost about this, you know, that'll shake people up and realize that they've got to start pulling together and not against us. Yeah, that's what Fauci, the fraudster, told CNN. I mean, he's a narcissistic little weaseling bastard that should be strung up by his neck. I mean, I don't know how many vertebrae we can hang, you know, Dr. Fauci up, you know, stretch his neck, maybe give him a good alignment. But the truth is, you know, the vaccine doesn't live up to what Fauci said it would do. It doesn't even stop COVID or whatever viral disease or pathogen that's out there that they're calling COVID, because we know it came from a lab in China. And we know Dr. Fauci lied about that. We know that the wagons were circled around the pharmaceutical industry and the Wuhan Institute of Virology and their gain-of-function research that was funded in overseas labs that, quote-unquote, well, accidentally created a Crimea-type thing, virus. Yeah, we know exactly what it is, and we know that it is literally, you know, just a thing, bullshit. Fauci should be going to prison. And the pharmaceutical executives and everybody involved in that research that hid the truth, you should be going to prison. And, you know, if Alex Jones, because Alex Jones insulted and made people feel bad because of Sandy Hook along with Jim Fetzer, right? Because they made people feel bad. Oh, you know, they hurt somebody's feelings, right? They get sued, Alex, $1 billion, or how many, you know, it's just ridiculous, right? It's absolutely stupid. It's a slap lawsuit, you know, against free speech. That's what they are. Meanwhile, the mainstream media is dependent upon the advertising dollars of these mega corporations. You know, if there was a 911 minute, it's all this, right? It's a lie. The COVID vaccine itself is, well, it's a disaster. Remember what it was when they rolled it out. Remember what the effing sons of bitches said. 98% effective, 92% effective. You know, two shots and you're done. You can get back to your regular life. Oh, you won't be able to pass COVID on to somebody else because you can't get, you know, listen, it was a whole lie after lie after lie. And everything the mother effing sons of bitches said was a lie. Remember when women said, I got that shot. And now my menstrual cycle is, I'm having problems. Either bleeding all the time or I'm, you know, something or I'm not, or, you know, Dr. Fauci, National Institutes of Health and the mainstream media called basically women in nuts. You're crazy. Look, it's got the label of Pfizer said it's good for people pregnant women. If we want to be politically correct, we could say pregnant peoples. But women can only get pregnant, by the way. Anyway, so when they tested the COVID vaccine on pregnancy, they used mice, little mice, to check to see if it was okay to give to pregnant humans. I guess if it's okay for a pregnant mouse, it's okay for a pregnant human. And you people don't realize you're guinea pigs? You know, people that took that shot, that you part of the biggest Tuskegee experiment ever? That, as Trader 44, Barack Obama said, everybody was in that clinical trial that took all the vaccines? Because you know damn well they didn't do a clinical trial. And what clinical trial they did, they screwed it up so bad it wasn't even funny. Yeah. a rare glimpse into the propaganda machine that is the U.S. government and the political intelligence apparatus. If we look at the 50 former intel officials who tweeted about and wrote an article, I should say, an op-ed about the Hunter Biden laptop, giving plausible deniability to the mainstream media to yell and claim and scream and holler that it was fake and that it was propaganda, okay? That's the truth, okay? These former intelligence officials have exposed themselves as being their own disinformation network. And that the United States government and the FBI, the CIA, the NSA has been effectively running a propaganda brainwashing influence program against the American people. When did the United States of America's government essentially get the permission to become the Soviet propaganda apparatus to the people, where everybody can look at the government and say, yeah, I know they're lying. And the government looks back and says, yeah, they know we're lying. And we're looking at the government, and the government's looking at us, and we're saying then to the government, yeah, we know that you know that we know that you're lying. And they're just essentially, you know, watching the slow motion collapse until the financial collapse and the suppression of the people has been sufficient enough to essentially kill the economy. On October 28th, a few years ago, Natasha Bertrand calls claiming John Ratcliffe went off script with his comments about Iran and the implication being they actually were going to hurt Trump. Anyway, and, you know, at the same time, we have these same intelligence services and people sending their own people to take down the president and to take down others and to control the narrative and control to essentially try to tell people what is the truth, even though they're essentially it's a bold faced lie, okay? Anyway, yeah, it's crazy. Everybody knew that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. People that don't follow the mainstream media brainwashing narrative, because that's, you know, that's where the German people were prior to World War II and the openings of hostilities. We have to look at and understand that the American people have been brainwashed by liberalism, Marxism, communism, and so-called democratic policies, that they have essentially become the lost German souls before World War II. It is unfortunate, but that's the That's where we're at. That's the truth. That's what's going down, okay? Anyway, with Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Now, if the discussion about Twitter can move to the next level up, which is that all social media majors, as I call them, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, of course, you know, think about it. If one is influencing and using algorithms and pictures and photos and everything else to subconsciously influence a person unknowingly, that certainly is a violation of our civil rights. Because without free thought, you can't have free speech. You can't have a constitutional republic based on the clash of ideas. And that's where kind of we're at. Liberalism and liberals want basically Marxism and communism, and they want to command and demand thought and thought control. And if you have wrong think, you will be, well, in trouble. Okay? You will be in trouble. Get woke, go broke. That's the old saying. Well, of course, it happens all the time. Not surprisingly, it happened to the Washington Post, which has operated as, you know, a mouthpiece, a bullhorn for the establishment propaganda. Remember, the Washington Post got its street creds with the national security agencies when they took out Donald Trump through the media leak strategy. The corporate media is facing big problems, while PPP loans and stimulus measures have kept some of their boat afloat. Okay, they still need a major lifeline. Okay, and we have to remember that these news organizations are in the largest cities with the highest paying wages in any industries are in the major cities in the United States. The question is, are people being overpaid to be journalists today when you look at, you know, what the products you get from ABC, NBC, CBS, and fake Fox News? Corporate media will face a major reckoning in 2023 as the only possible savior for them might be Donald Trump. That's right, I said it, Donald Trump. Saving the mainstream media. Because without Donald Trump, if they have to talk about Biden's Democrat policies, they're in deep shit. That's just the truth. If Democrats have to talk about Democrat policies in the news, they will continue to see the destruction of their voting and listening base as they annihilate people again and again, telling them and commanding to them that they must taken down. Or they must be regulated, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Democrats and speech, there is no free speech under Democrats, because of free speech, you can be able to insult each other and have your belief that freedom, right? Here it is. Poland demands an answer. after a gift received by Ukrainian officials exploded? Huh. Poland's police chief, Jezaro Lawsysmyk, was hospitalized after a packed gift package that he received exploded, according to international reports. After a string of exploding mail and package incidents across Europe, let's see, it was supposedly a gift from Ukraine. Evidently, it was a bomb of some kind. Anyway, so one of the gifts he got was a bomb. Yeah, the gift in question, though, however, was reportedly there was significant damage to the ceiling and the floor of the room where the explosion occurred. What continues to be strange circumstances, demanding the Ukrainian side to provide recent explanations over the gift and why it exploded. It was said to be a grenade launcher that was kept in a secret room, but it was mentioned by the spokesman, said there was no certainty of the cause of the accident. Officers sitting in the room were playing all. But according to information from one of the people who had access to the scene, the police officers sitting in the room were playing with the rocket launcher. Yeah, God, yeah. I'm sorry. Is this the safety? Let's turn it off. Does this pull the trigger? Yeah. Yeah, so evidently, you know, the explosion wasn't the grenade launcher blowing up. The explosion was the grenade launcher going through the wall and the ceiling when they shot it off. Well, I guess, you know, if you're a Polak from birth, I guess it's all for life, isn't it? Well, anyway, there's the break. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Well, you don't need balls to find bullshit. This whole world is full of politics, designed to keep the poor man from that pie. I left this town, I traveled around, and the only thing I found is that them bulls got the only shit worth a dime.
All right, come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Thanks, Drew Gregory, with all the bullshit song off of the album Country Hurricane. But anyway, I like to play those little tunes as I come back in. Uh-oh, here it is. These sons of bitches got more money than sense, and it isn't even their money. The United Nations and other interests want to interfere with Africa's energy development. In fact, the dipshit president of the United States, Joe Biden, wants to send $8 billion that we don't have to South Africa to shut down coal-burning power plants. I don't think so.
Why should we send them sons of bitches $8 billion? Yeah. To shut down effective coal-fired energy plants. Yeah. In South Africa. It's a green energy scam. The American taxpayer is now carrying the weight of $94 billion in 2022 and the cost of so-called clean energy initiatives in other nations around the world. This is utter bullshit. If Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum want to spend their money, they should do it. If George Soros, that effing Nazi youth leader, if he wants to use his billions to support this, I guess he can. But he can spend his money. And the government isn't going to do it. The government shouldn't be doing it because it's a whole canard. Every piece of green energy technology was built from coal, oil, natural gas, energy systems. These dipshit for brains that say we have X number of percentage of green energy systems in the United States are just a bunch of lying cocksuckers. I'm sorry, but they are liars, okay? You know these idiots believe that a wood burning wood in a stove is considered green energy today. I remember a time where they just shut all the wood stoves down in all the cities because of the smog. Remember that? That was before the car smog. And don't forget the open sewers and stuff that used to run through Philadelphia and other places across the world and the United States including, okay? And many are still now today like that. Oh, Jesus. What in the hell is the matter with people? Don't we got enough money? Yep, got enough money. Uh-oh, there it is, Germany and Poland have finally reached an agreement that will see Poland supply enough crude to Germany's refinery that it seized from Russia in September to run at capacity of 70% from January, meaning that no longer would need Russian crude oil. So they hijack or nationalize the Russian corporation's refinery and give it to, let's just say, another firm? Yeah. Anyway, so back in September, Germany seized the local unit of the Russian Major Rosenfeld PJSC. Including three oil refineries, as Berlin did its radical overhaul of its economy, hoping to control at its industrial base and prevent shortages and blackouts this winter. So, nationalize the private property of others. Where have we seen this before? It's just a political move that is a joke. Now, in Ukraine, it is said that there were new waves of missile attacks in Ukraine. And the truth is that every Thursday, I believe it's the way it looks like about every Thursday, they send 80 or 100 missiles into Ukraine and take out strategic targets. Remember, that's what the United States does before it even sends one man on the ground. they go in and they kill the local infrastructure. They kill the electricity. They kill the leaders. They kill the water supplies. Yeah. Anyway, it's, yeah. It's a hell of a thing. Anyway, let's see. A Berlin mega aquarium explodes and spills into the streets with 1,500 fish in it. As well, I guess it just couldn't hold the water. No word if people ran in and snatched up any fish they might be able to eat. Yeah. Anyway, Russians have said that the so-called plan to take Crimea back from, well, Russia by Ukraine will trigger a nuclear war. Isn't a will, if it could, it is a will. Okay. Crimea and most of the area in the Donbass regions and along the Black Sea have long been Russian. Even before Ukraine was thought of in its modern context. So, yeah, that is something that we have to see. Anyway, Capitol rioter laments he's going to jail for NFT salesman Trump. Yeah, well, you're a stupid ass if you went to the Capitol on January 6th because it was clearly a counter-operation run by the CIA, the NSA, and the deep state government in cooperation with Nancy Pelosi in essentially leaving the Capitol bare and letting people commit crimes. If you look at what happened on January 6th and you look at the pattern of Marxist Democrat protests, you will find the same pattern again and again and again. And it all has to do with the lack of police support and the government officials in the system, in the chain of command, effectively delay doing their jobs for a political event. That's essentially what is happening. Let's see what else we got going on here. I saw this the other day and I said, damn. Well, we got a new definition for shorty. That's right, shorty, the world's shortest man. Living in Iran, Afshin Gazdirs, I can't pronounce his name, sorry guy, but he was in Dubai on December the 13th to get measured. I would imagine he would be the lightest human being also, right? I mean, weight-wise. Anyway, so the world's shortest man, 2 feet, 1.68 inches tall. That's right, you heard me. 65.24 centimeters tall. According to Guinness Book of World Records, he is almost 2.7 inches shorter than the previous record holder, 36-year-old Edward Nino Hernandez of Colombia. Ashton is the fourth shortest man ever verified by the Guinness Book of World Records. Wow. He's awful shorty. Little shorty guy, isn't he? Was born weighing 1.5 pounds. And has grown since then now to nearly 6.5 kilograms, So he only weighs, he's 2 feet, 1 inch tall, and 1.5 inches tall, excuse me, because I guess when you're that short, it matters. But he weighs a whopping 14.3 pounds. Damn, Sharon's bunny rabbit weighs 26. My God, man, that rabbit almost weighs twice as much as this little guy. Wow. He says life has been very difficult. He's unable to attend school. You're unable to do much of anything. And wow. But if you're only 2 feet tall, you better be careful. You don't get stepped on. That's for damn sure. Anyway, so there it is. 76 Russian missiles. That's the word out of the Yahoo propaganda news. Knocked out power and water across Ukraine. Yeah, well, and they're going to continue to knock it out. And congratulations. Just be glad they're not nuclear weapons. Anyway, Russia used the Tupolev Tu-95 aircraft from Engels Air Force Base for the first time in almost a 10-month conflict. Listen, don't believe all of the crap I'm telling you and all this stuff about Ukraine. You know, from the points of view of this stuff, it's idiocracy, okay? It really is. Now, they claim they shot down over 60 missiles. But if they shot down over 60 missiles, how could so many, you know, 9 energy facilities got hit, just so 9 out of 10 that they said they didn't get hit their targets, or what? You can't believe anything the Ukrainians or the Americans or anybody really says about what's going on in Ukraine, because it's such a propaganda war. A Biden official recently told members of Congress that Ukraine has the military capability to take back Ukraine. Who is this jackass? I mean, really, who was the retard that actually said that the Ukrainians have the military power to a large scale offensive to take back the Crimea Peninsula? I don't think so. I don't think any time on this planet. And even if the U.S. supplied Ukrainians with battlefield nuclear weapons, they couldn't do it. But anyway, you know, it's really strange because these dipshits act as if, like, you know, they have an unlimited amount of manpower to grind into the machine, as Russia has called up, you know, millions of soldiers and reservists that had been in the military and, you know, are now back getting refresher training, moving 500,000 troops, I think, to the front lines in the last few weeks to months. And the more you hear about it, you know, the crazier it is. You know, at the same time, they're saying Ukraine is struggling, has lost some ground at the Bakhmut in the east, and the two sides are at virtual standstill. Yeah. Well, it's like this. When the Ukrainians get the advanced U.S. weapons and they strike inside of Russia and they start and kill Russians, then you will see the U.S. bases in Poland and across the Europe attacked. Period. End of story. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Goldman Sachs to eliminate as many as 4,000 jobs. Wow. If you like Starbucks and you have a unionized Starbucks or something like that near you, well, I just wanted to tell you Starbucks' employees and workers are planning a 3-day walkout at 100 U.S. stores. Yes, as part of their effort to unionize the coffee chain's stores, more than 1,000 baristas at 100 stores are planning to walk out, according to Starbucks Workers United, the local labor group organizing the effort. More than 264 Starbucks, 9,000 company-run stores have voted to unionize since late last year. Starbucks opposes the unionization effort, saying the company functions better when it works directly with employees. No, because you have no job security. It's all an at-will. Do they sign a contract with each individual employee? That's the question here. See, they're trying to say that Starbucks treats everybody whatever, and it's between the company. Well, then do they sign a contract and spelled out with the workers' rights, their hours, their limitations, and all that? Is it built into there? Because if not, then Starbucks is just lying, and they're union busting because they want to fire anybody at will anytime, just as most corporations. And I got that. And I understand why. But at the same time, we have to understand that Starbucks and all these mega corporations are raping their workers. If they weren't raping their workers, how could they make the hundreds of millions, if not billions, that they claim? Yeah. Remember what Barack Obama said? You didn't build that. Well, I'll tell you right now, people do build it. Small business people build it. The leaders and the executives of companies that have visions and stuff that are in leadership roles, they build companies. Most people just want to be little worker ants and go on with their life. It's the same way with politics. Most people, if they were treated fairly and equally by their government, probably would never change their vote. But, you know, the fact is, their vote has been stolen and hijacked. So, yeah, it's sheer idiocracy. Good old Zelensky in Ukraine, the Nazi comedian that keeps on giving, urges the ban of Russian athletes from the Olympics, even under a neutral flag. Why don't we ban the Euro-Nazi Ukrainians that have been bought and paid for like little hookers of the American military-industrial complex and the neocons, neoliberal suckasses that just love war and are nothing more than empire-building fanatics? As we learned that the Minsk agreements were never serious, they were just there to buy time to keep Russia off, to give the West time to take on Ukraine and build it into a military bastion to stand against the Russians. Angela Merkel just put a giant nuclear bullseye on the German people. And yet, and added another reason why Russia should not and cannot negotiate in any diplomatic sense with NATO, the European Union, or these retarded Americans that have control of our government. Because they're not honorable. They're not trustworthy. And their word is not worth anything. And even if you have it on paper, it doesn't amount, the paper amounts to nothing. Yeah. Anyway, craziness, idiocracy, stupidity, you name it, it's here. One cannot be neutral when it comes to Ukraine. That's absolutely true. But one must recognize the fact that Victoria Nuland and the United States of America overthrew the sovereign country of Ukraine and then fortified it with the Minsk Agreement buying the time to do that. And also then, of course, the slaughter of ethnic Russians in the Donbass region. You know, it's funny that nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about the 20,000 plus people that were murdered in a year or so under the Minsk agreements by Euro-Nazi bastards. And you don't believe they're Euro-Nazis? Well, then I'm feel bad for you. Because you're not dealing in reality. China, the world's first technate, as they're calling, a technocracy that has gone from, like here in the United States, that was briefly popular in the 30s during the Great Depression. China, because of its communist roots and the training of that the nation has, I mean, it's literally gone. You know, China has the high-tech surveillance system to shut money off, to turn money on, to give people permission to even leave the house. What if you had money, but you could never access it? That the government, with its tracking apps, never allowed you to spend it. It would be a revolution in a drop of a hat here, not in China. God bless, good day, and good luck.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne.
and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday.